Simchas, Simon Beis, Chav Dov Shvat.
Omar Avasi. Soras Islandis Asura. Omar Avasi. Soras Islandis Asura. Shneemar. והויו הבכור אשר תילד פרט לאילניס שנאמר והויו הבכור אשר תילד פרט לאילניס שאינו יולדס. So this Gemara needs pshat. Rav Asi is coming to say that Tzoras Aylanis Asuro Pturo, the Aylanis patters the Tzoro. If a person is married to Noshim and he dies and one of them is an Aylanis, so not only that the Aylanis cannot do Yibu, the Aylanis patters the Tzor. The Aylanis patters the Tzor. What is the Ptur? The Ishasach. Val the Aylanis is a Ishasach. Val the Aylanis is a Ishasach. So the Ishasach of the Aylanis could patter the Tzor. Val the Aylanis is Ptura Meibu. The Mele comes back the Isur Ishasach. Comes back the Isur Ishasach, and that part is the Tzor. So that's the Aloch of Tzor Asaylanis Asura. Shneemar v'hoyo apchoyr asher teilet prat le'aylanis she'ina yoledes. The Shneemar doesn't say nothing. And the Shneemar is only said that Aylanis is Potu. And the Shneemar is only said that the Aylanis is Potu. Why the Aylanis is Potu? Asher teilet prat le'aylanis. But Rav Asi didn't come to say the Aloche that Aylanis is Potu. That Aloche that Aylanis is Potu is a mefurish mishne. Ein tesamut beis v'chena Aylanis eina misyabemes v'eina choletzes. It's a mishne naf ein tes also a brais en chavdalet but a mishne mefurishes en chavtesamut beis that Aylanis eina choletzes v'eina misyabemes. So if we have a mefurish mishnah that Aylanis eina choletzes v'eina misyabemes, so Rav Asi didn't come to say that Aylanis is Ptura. That we know from the mishnah. Rav Asi, if you see the words of Rav Asi came to say Tzoras Aylanis Asura. He came to be mechadesh that not only the Aylanis is Ptura, the Aylanis also patters the Tzora. And he brings Shneemar Asher Teilet Prat LaAylanis, that Aylanis is Potur. Aylanis is Potur, we know. You want to bring down the Mishnah that state in the Mishnah that Aylanis is Potur, and on that Mishnah to say my time, and then on that Mishnah to say a Teretz Pseido. So bring the Mishnah and say my time and say a Teretz. But you're not bringing the Mishnah. You're not going on the Mishnah. You're saying Tzoras Aylanis Asura. And that chelik that you're saying Tzoras Aylanis Asura, you're not saying nothing in that. Steht garnish in that. And the word Tzoras Aylanis Asura steht garnish. Steht that the Aylanis patters the Tzora, and you bring Shneemar, and in that Shneemar steht garnish. And that Shneemar steht garnish. So Reb Nochem spoke it out, it's poshut. Rav Asi came to say about another the Aylanis is Potter, it's a mefurish mishneh. He came to say that the Aylanis is a Ishasach, and it's a Ervedike Ishasach, and it patters the Tzora, like Loshon Rashi. Aylanis Tzoras Aylanis, Aresho Yenosui Beis Noshim, V'achas Aylanis, Aylanis Bechrono, Shteem Asura, Shneemar V'oyo Abchor, Beru'i Yolelet Prat Le'aylanis, V'keivon De Pture Kaima Lebe Ishasach, V'tzoroso Tzoras Erve. Rav Asi came to say that the Aylanis is an Ervedike Ishasach, it's not a Ishasach de Memele, and Varsh is Mufka from the Parshe, Memele Shipat is a Tzora. This is the Zog of Rav Asi. Zog Rav Asi, where I see the Zog, that she's an Ervedike Ishasach, and Memele she's Mufka from the Parshe, and Memele Shipat is the Tzora, where I see it? Zog Rav Asi, I see it, Asher Teilet Prat Le'aylanis. You write that as a Mishnah. as a Mishnah that Eilen Nisus Patur, a Mishnah in Daf Ayin Tes. But there you could say that while she can't do the Tachlis of the Mitzvah, the whole Mitzvah is Lehokim Shem, so she can't do it. Ay, she could do Chalitza, Kol Shein Oile LeYibum and Oile LeChalitza. Oh, but now that is a Droshe that is Mafkiyar, I would think technically she can't do it. Halama Zog Neisha that can't do Bia. She can't, she doesn't have a Chatimza to do Bia. She's Mufka for the Mitzias. So why does she can't do Yibum? Then it's a mute in the Parsha. Some she can't do Yibum. If she can't do Yibum, she can't do Chalitza. Iris can't bring kids to the world, so she can't do Yibum, she can't do Chalitza. Asher Teilet state that is a mute in the Parsha. The whole thing stayed before in Rashi in Davchov. Rashi in Davchov stayed the ganze Wort. Look in Rashi, the first Rashi in Davchov on the Mishneh and the Gemara. לעשו יצור הסיילנס בפרקם את דלוי חולצת בי הבמס דאר וקרינן בו באיילניס דמי אתו מאשר תילד וקיים בביסור איש אסך הילקח צורות לצור הסרווה. So Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara in Davchov brings down our sugya that was stated in our sugya the erve kari rachmane that it's called the erve. And while it's called the Erve, Mele, it's the Erve Dikesh, it's Erve Mele, it's part of the Tzor. So this is the Chiddush of Rav Asi, that it's not like Eish Esach, the Mele, like Chavilavim Ve'ese, like Tzor HaTzor, that Eish Esach is Nishkin Erve Dikesh Esach, and Mele, it's not part of the Tzor. It is the Erve Dikesh Esach. And while it's the Erve Dikesh Esach, Mele, it's part of the Tzor. So what is the Chiddush of Rav Asi? That Eilen is the Erve Dikesh Esach, and the Erve Dikesh Esach could part of the Torah. And why it's called the Erve Dikesh Esach? Why it's not like Eish Eschach, Chai V'Lavim Ve'Ese? What is not called Erve Dikesh Esach, we said, is when the Eish Eschach Be'etzem wants Nibu. No, boss. Grade, you can't do it. So, Mele, it's Eish Eschach from Soit, Eish Eschach from Marzik Ushos. Grade, you can't do it. So, it becomes Eish Eschach. But Mele, it's can't part of the Torah. It's not an Erve Dikesh Esach. When it's a afkoyed that this kind of issue is bichlanan in the parsha, so as Zevi Shilei Boilomoy, it's called the Erve Dikei Shesach to Pat the Tzorah. This is also called the Erve Dikei Shesach to Pat. So this is the Chiddush of Rav Asi. So Omar Rav Asi, Tzoras Ayin Sassur Shenema, Arvoyo Apchir Asher Teled, Prat Le'ailenis. Shein Yulenes, and Rashi explains, the Nischadish in Shenema, this is the Erve, and made it the Erve Dikei Shesach, and made it Pat the Tzorah. This is the Chiddush of Rav Asi. Now, Be'etzem, the Sugya Sagimore comes to slug up Rav Asi. To find him on the Omer that holds that Eilenis, even that it's a Ishesach, she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Rav Asi is Mechadish that Eilenis part of the Tzorah. And Sugya Sagimore is coming to say that Eilenis did not part of the Tzorah. This is Be'etzem what the Gemara is trying to buy us. That Eilenis will not part of the Tzorah. So the Gemara is asking two kashas. Meisiv Rav Sheishes Shloisho Achim Nesuim Shalosh Noshim Nochriyes V'meis Echot Men, three brothers, three wives. V'oso B'sheini Maimar. So now the wife of the first one, she has a Maimar from the second one. V'meis the second one Hareyelu Cholzes V'le Misyabmes. So the wives of Shimon, the Ainu, the real wife that the second one had, and the wife that he made Maimah from the first brother, both of them Cholzes V'le Miyabmes Shenemar. ומייס אחד מהם יבוא מיובו יולר מי שעולה זיקה סיובו מאחד ולא זיקה שני יבומים מי שעולה זיקה סיובו מאחד ולא מי שעולה זיקה שני יבומים. And while the wife of the first one that fell to the second one, she has zika shnei yevomim. So while she has zika shnei yevomim, so it's called eishes shtei meisi. So in the Rabbanon you can't do yibum. But not only that you can't do yibum to her because she's eishes shtei meisi, the wife of the first one that fell to the second one, also the wife of the second one is potu midin tzoras eishes shtei meisi. What is the agdor of tzoras eishes shtei meisi? What is the agdor of tzoras eishes shtei meisi? Shlechu, the isur of eishes shtei meisi is isur eishesach. You can't do yibum because she's eishes shtei meisi, so kum tzurik the isur eishesach. וקטוני עלו עומר רב יוסף זוי צור עשה איש אסך מן האב שאיסור נפיל לגורם לא שלא ימצין ומוכלת תרקו לו כגוין זו אוני הידה איש אסך פאטס דצורו למיעוט המאי לב למיעוט הצור עשה אלניס דשאריה דד איש אסך אף אלניס דזנת פאטס דצורו אוני איש אשתמייסים דד איש אסך פאטס דצורו אבר איש אסך פון אלניס דזנת פאטס דגמור נו פונק פקר לא למיעוט הצור עשה אלניס דאסורה. That she's worse. Umay zuzui the isur nefila goram lo tzoros abayi chalitze, because it's only the rabbanon. Eilenis chalitze loy boy. My time Hodaraisa Hodarabono. So Maskonas HaGemara, we're not coming to Memayet Tzoras Ailanis. If I can't, maybe we'll be coming to Memerabet Tzoras Ailanis. So this is the Gemara. So the Gemara shlugged up the first Raya. So stam b'derech agav do. So the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya Zui, that Eish Yisach could part of the Tzorah. Of a stam, Eish Yisach could not part of the Tzorah. Zui that Eish Yisach could part of the Tzorah. Aber stam de ish es ach kenat pato de zora. Stam de ish es ach kenat pato de zora. Ich mach es no. Zu de ish es ach pato is halfway. Aber in Eilen is, she pato is in ganz. In Eilen is, she pato is in ganz. So teis as a kashe, why when the Gemara is hava mina da de ish es ach, zu de ish es ach pato is. But Eilen is de ish es ach doesn't pato de zora. Why the Gemara didn't say, maybe limiute zora smach zi grushosei. Why the Gemara said only limiuta tzoras islandis? Why the Gemara didn't try to say limiuta tzoras mazir gushosri? That is his answer, because it's not dumya the islandis, it's not dumya the mutaras larishin vasur alashayli. But Tesis wanted that zu, this one day shes ach pat is the tzoro, and not mazir gushosri. And not to say zu day shes ach pat is the tzoro, and not islandis. Zog de Teisus Rabbeinu, Teisus Arosh. Teisus Kasha is not a Kasha. Mazri Grushosai, what patters the Tzoro, it's not the Eish Esach. It's the Tumak Sibok Arayas. The Tumak Sibok Arayas. And Teisus state, what patters the Tzoro and Mazri Grushosai, the Eish Esach. Zog de Teisus Arosh, it's not the Eish Esach. This Betzim brings back the old Machlekes of Nochim Rebam. If the Eish Esach patters the Mazri Grushosai, or the Tumak Sibok Arayas. And Teisus does state Nochim, or the Eish Esach patters the Tzoro and Mazri Grushosai. Lama zan the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara is trying to slug up Noch HaShlug. How you say, Rav Asi, that Eilenis does not patter the Tzoro? I have an andere Mokoy, that Eilenis does patter the Tzoro. Tznaan in the Mishnah, v'kulo mimeiso im miyanu. All of the arayas, or in his garsho, she nim zu Eilenis, tzoroseye mutores. Steht klar, that tzoros Eilenis is mutor. You telling me tzoros Eilenis is also. Steht in Mishnah, kulom. She nim zu Eilenis, tzoroseye mutores. Mefurish de loike ravasi. So the Gemara, loike anche, kanche hikir bo, kanche lo hikir bo. They can name the ktoni she nim zu, velektoni she hoyu shma mino. It's not mitzah that the Eilenis is not part of the tzoro. It's mitzah that the husband didn't know that she's an Eilenis, and after Misa we found out that she's an Eilenis, so it's mekach toes, so she was never married to the brother. The male she doesn't part of the tzoro because she was never married. But an Eilenis does part of the tzoro. They can name the ktoni she nimtzu, but the ktoni she hoyu Eilenis that they don't part of the tzoro. That's the gemara. So the Gemara shlugged up that there's no raya against Ravasi. Maybe in the Mishnah, the reason the Eilenis is not part of the Tzoro, because it's Nimtzu, it's a Mekach Toes. So the Gemara didn't have a raya against Ravasi. Now the Gemara is Mamshich, and the Gemara brings the next man, the Omar, that is Choylek and Ravasi. Omar Rove. Vehilchese Tzoras Eilenis Muteres. Rove is Choylek and Ravasi, and he holds Tzoras Eilenis Muteres. ואפילו יקיר בו, נד מצד מקחתוס, ואפילו צורס ביטו יאילניס, ולא דקטוני שנמצו, נשאויו. דוסי דגימור. So we have a מחלקס. We have a מחלקס. We have a מחלקס. רב אסי הולדס, איילניס פאטס דה צורו. רב אסי הולדס, איילניס פאטס דה צורו. And Rove holds Eilenis does not part of the Tzoro. And not only that Eilenis does not part of the Tzoro, Rove says a chidush betoich a chidush, that not stam Eilenis doesn't part of the Tzoro, not stam Eilenis doesn't part of the Tzoro, afilu bitoi Eilenis does not part of the Tzoro. So now, let me again kesei der advori. It's a big sugya here, it's a very nice sugya. Reb Nochem made it a very nice sugya. Rav Asi holds Eilenis patters the Tzoro. Glad. Rove holds Eilenis does not patter the Tzoro. Zogt Rove, not stand that I hold that Eilenis does not patter the Tzoro. Even Bitoi Eilenis does not patter the Tzoro. It's a big chiddush. I could hear that the Eilenis does not patter the Tzoro. She's nishken elva dike ishesach. But why the bitter islandis were not part of the tzora? Pashas Rav said two chidushi. Rav asked, you hold islandis part of the tzora? I hold nay. Doesn't. And not only that I hold doesn't, even that she's also a bitoy, and lechura has bitoy, for sure she has a reason to part of the tzora. Even so she doesn't part of the tzora. So we have a machlekes. Rav Asi holds Eilenis part of the tzora. Rav holds Eilenis is not part of the tzora, but not stam. Even if she's also bitoy, she also doesn't part of the tzora. Even if she's also bitoy, she also doesn't part of the tzora. Bepashtus, yesh la'ayin. So Rav Asi is very close. He holds that she part of the tzora. Rav holds she doesn't. And Rav added a chidush on chidush. Not only that she doesn't, even if she's also a bitoy, she also doesn't. Rav had to say a second chidush or not. Rav had to say the second chidush or not. Rav Asi holds patters. Rav holds doesn't patter, but not only that it doesn't patter. Even if it's also a bitoy, it also doesn't patter. Even if it's also a bitoy, it also doesn't patter. So I'm asking you, Rav had to say the second chidush or not? Or he could have said, I'm saying he's allowed to say two chidushim. I'm asking, Rav is two chidushim or it's one chidush? Rav Asi holds that it patters, Rav holds that it doesn't patter. Now Rav is mechadish, even if she's a bitoy. And bitoy for sure is a erve. Even so it doesn't patter. Rav said two chidushim or it's one chidush? If you don't hold like Rav Asi, so you hold that the ironies doesn't patter, so even if she's a bitoy, she doesn't patter. Or the name? Rav Asi holds it's a erve, Rav holds it's not a erve. Not only that, even if you add on it a bitoy, so Rav I also hold that it doesn't patter. Other name, it's one machlekes. Rav Asi holds that it's patters, and Rav holds that it doesn't patter. And if it doesn't patter, even if it's bitoy, it doesn't patter. It doesn't make a difference. Dosi the shayla. Salam Eib Tzachot. Rav Asi holds that it patters. Why? It's a erve dikei shesach. Rav Asi holds that it patter, it's a erve dikei shesach. Rav holds that it doesn't patter. Why Rav holds that it doesn't patter? Why Rav holds that the island is does not patter the tzor? Why Rav holds that the island is does not patter the tzor? What? Why? Rav Asi holds that it's patter. Rav Asi is all good. Rav Asi says that it's patters. Comes Rav and says that it doesn't patter. Why Rav holds that it doesn't patter? Why Rav holds that? Rav Asi holds that it's patters. Rav holds that it doesn't patter. Be'ashkofa rishoyno, lule I would have rishoyno and achroyno to look inside, I would say Rav Asi was mechadesh it's a erve dikei shesach. It's a chidush asher teiler, he made a droshe. Rav just doesn't know that it's a erve dikei shesach. This would be the easy way to understand Pshat and Rav. Rav Asi holds it's a erve dikei shesach. Rav holds it's not a erve dikei shesach. Lefi Rav Asi it's a erve dikei shesach, it could patter the tzoro. Rav Asi holds it's not a erve. Rav holds it's not a erve dikei shesach, it cannot patter the tzoro. And lefi them, the bitter island is for sure won't have to patter the tzoro. Rav cannot say his second chidush. If we would learn Pshat Kipshutoi, Rav Asi holds it's erve dikei shesach, Rav holds it's not erve dikei shesach. But then the bitoy islandis lechura she's already a erve, she would have to patter. So what is the machlekes Rav and Rav Asi? Zog Tesis and Davches Amud Aleph. Everyone holds it's a erve dikei shesach. Everyone holds it's a erve dikei shesach. Why everyone holds it's a erve dikei shesach? Why everyone holds it's erve dikei shesach? Asher teiled is memayet from the parsha, and if asher teiled is memayet from the parsha, it's a erve dikei shesach. So if Rav Asi was mechadish that it's a erve dikei shesach, everyone agrees with Rav Asi that it's a erve dikei shesach. So why lefi Rav it doesn't patter the tzora? It's not a erve dikei shesach. So what is the pshat? Why lefi Rav it doesn't patter the tzoro? It's not chayav v'dikei shesach. Zog Tesis and Davches, a new teretz. The Hainu Tesis has this kasha and Davches. Rav Asi is so right. It's a erv v'dikei shesach. It has to patter the tzoro. What is the pshat in the island is that doesn't patter the tzoro? Zog Tesis, Val, she never falls leibum, so she's considered shalei b'mokim mitzvah. Like Arayas only patur when they fall leibum. Someone stam is married to my daughter, I'm allowed to marry his second wife when he divorces her. Only when my brother, they fall leibum and asers. Ailanis, she's a material that never falls leibum, so she never falls bichlal. So the male the hell we can ask her, Chesamudalef. Dibu Hamaschu Trey. Chesamudalef, Dibu Hamaschu Trey. Chesamudalef, Dibu Hamaschu Trey. Vyashloimar, Shekevon Island is Labasimu Meshumokoim, Chovish Tsoroso, Tsoras Erbe Shaloi, Ben Mirke Mitzvah Neshari. The Loshon HaTosfos Shekevon She'ailan is lav bas yibum b'shum mokoim chashiv etzorosa ketzoras erbe shaloi b'mokim mitzvah chesamud alef dibur ha'maschil trei al derech de Tosfos Tosfos chad mikamoi, it's printed by us in Yud Beis Amud Beis dibur ha'maschil lom harove, he says the same thing, he says a bit andere nusach. Shekevon de leirah mikla leyibum ha'echot min ha'achim. Every arayas be'etzem full to yibum and ha'achim. Even if it's no achim, but she's potential to fall. You have to know it's soito. But be'etzem, all arayas are potential to fall. There's no one to fall to, but she falls. Ailanis doesn't fall. Same idea. All of the arayas fall leyibum. God has no one to fall. But she patters the tzor. So Island is, she's Mufka from the parasha in Gansen, so she doesn't fall. So she's Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah. So again, Teisa says it in his words, the Teis Chad Mikamoi in his words, Teis Arosh says in Dav Gimel, V'chein Kosav Rashi, he means the Rashi by us. As Teis Arosh says, B'shem Rashi, we'll see, Teis Arosh maybe had a different girse, but as Teis Arosh, V'chein Kosav Rashi, he means the Rashi by us. So what is the answer? Rav Asmo start with Teis Dav Ches, Teis Arosh, Dav Gimel, and Chad Mikamoi by us. Rav Asi holds, it's a Erve Leibum. Rove is masking, it's a Erve Leibum. Now what Rove holds? Oh, but she doesn't fall. She can't pat the tzor. So he says, it falls to the brothers. So she falls, and if it's not brothers, she falls. There's no one to fall to, but she falls. She falls, there's no one to fall to, but she falls. And it doesn't fall, she stops. But man, she doesn't pat the tzor. So again, Tosfos learned Shitas HaTosfos that Island is an Erev Dikeshesach. And no one could be Choylik on it. For certain reasons, but no one could be Choylik on it. So what is the Pshat in Rave? She doesn't fall. So I'm asking you, Yaakov, if she doesn't fall, what if she's also Bitoy? She patters the Tzor or not? What? For sure not. Because she doesn't fall. So Rove is one Rove. It's not two Chidushim and Rove. For the same reason that Rove is Cholek and Ravasi, that she doesn't fall, he has to say that Bitoy Ailanis doesn't patter. You can't cut it with the scissors. It's not two steps. If she doesn't fall, it doesn't make a difference how much piles are sitting. But he did, again, no one could be Cholek and the Svore. The Rishonim didn't have a pshat that Rove could hold me svore that Ailanis is your nishken erv dikeshesach. The Rishonim learned that it's only one machlekes. Rav Asi is mechadesh, Ailanis is an erv dikeshesach. And that is the glattest svore that we not choylekan. Why they didn't want to make a machlekes? For sure they didn't ask him. But they learned that we not choylekan. They're not choylekan it. And everyone learned it's an erv dikeshesach. So why if Rove doesn't patter the Torah? Manny, why doesn't patter the Torah? Why doesn't patter the Torah? Because she doesn't fall. If she doesn't fall, so even if she's a bitoy, so Rove is not zwei shtiklach. Rove is not zwei shtiklach. First, I'm chaylik on him, I hold Ailanis could not patter, nishken elvedi keshesach, and I'm a chaylik. He said one thing, she doesn't fall. But they hold it to elvedi keshesach. The Rishonim didn't have a tzad that it's not an elvedi keshesach. They don't hold such a mahalach, the Rishonim. The Rishonim asked, my time at the Rove. Teis is not asking, my time at the Rove, Bebitoy. Teis is Davches is asking, my time at the Rove. Why Rove holds that it doesn't pass the Tzor? Dei Shesach. Zog Teis is Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. What? The Loshon Afilu is a dig. He speaks it out. Abyssal, 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 das ist klar. Let's glatter say. It's not the pshat punk rove decided to say zwei chidush. Teisa Rosh says that he found it also in Rashi. So the world, I want to say, this is one of the nicest things. A sikum von alle, fahrt mir geht weiter. The world learns that this is it. Everyone holds like that. Everyone holds like that. Teisa Chad Mikamoy, Teisa Rosh, Dav Gimel Bix Dam B'Shem Rashi, Teisa Zan Dav Ches. Bashkof Rishonim, when you learn quick Rashi, you think that this is the Rashi here. Reb Nochem came and he said, "Nay, this is the Mahalach Shel HaTosfosim. Rashi, Rambam and Ramban learned different. And they learned, I said first, we want to master the whole sugya, first the Tzus of the Shmaise, and then we'll build it inside. They learned, Rove, Rav Asi holds it's a Erva Dikei Shesach. Rove said, first Chidush is Nishken Erva Dikei Shesach. And that is enough to hold that the irony is not part of the Tzorah. But if it'll be a bitoy, it will have to part of the Tzorah. Rove said a second chidush. That even if it's bitoy, it doesn't part of. You know why? Not because Shalei B'moke Mitzvah. As a yesoid, that Erve only patters if she's the one that pattered the first lady, she could spritz it to the second. But if she's not the one that pattered the first one, she can't patter someone else. Agav, she kills one, she kills the one near her. If she's not the one that is working, and this one, the Hainu, Erve patters, Agav, she patters, she's poita. If you don't need her to poita, so she can't patter. So Rabbi is mechadish tzvei chidushi. First chidush is, why she doesn't patter the Tzorah, nishken erve dikei shesach. Glad. I don't think you have to explain it. Rav Asi was mechadish that it's an erve dikei shesach. So I told him, ma pito? Oid mechadish rove, not only that ma pito to patter, nishken erve dikei shesach, is a yesoid. Val she's potter anyway, so the bito is not the causing, so she can't patter the Tzorah. So Reb Nochem, if you read Rashi, Rashi states. Rashi didn't come to explain why ironies doesn't part of the Torah. All the Rishonim came to explain, Rav Asi is right, Vosip Shatin Rove. They said, Rove, oh, the Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. Rashi never came to explain Rove. There's nothing more to explain. Rove just doesn't know the Tzor of the Kei Shesach. Rashi came to Mechadish. V'avi Ishtu Mitzvah. V'af agav dehikir bo'ochi v'kaimah v'avi Ishtu Mitzvah Tzorosim Mishum Tzorah Sabas. Rashi is coming to explain Tzoras Bitoy Island is. The Chiyosa Rachmon Tzoras Erv Mokim Mitzvah Da Asira Vehai Kevon Da Island is the Belav Erv Nami Lechazi Leibum Havi Tzoros Tzoras Erv Shalei Mokim Mitzvah Legabi De Bas Na Legabi De Ishes Ach from the Island is. Rashi is talking Legabi De Bas The Dvorim HaMefuroshim in the Ramban. The Ramban brings down B'Shem the Yerushalmi. Why Islandis doesn't part of the Tzorah? Zog the Yerushalmi, Sinishken Erve Dikei Shesach. Are he roitzo yibum. Dayecho she'ein ato mar shelo liisyabem. Ato roitzo she'tiv ter Tzoroso? This is the Loshen Yerushalmi. This means, she wants yibum. It's enough you don't let her. She could part of the Tzorah? Dayecho. Dayecho, Shaina Tanoisan and Isyab, Zog de Yerushalmi. This, Zog de Ramban, this is good. Why island is doesn't part of the Tzorah? But why Bitoy island is doesn't part of the Tzorah? Zog de Yerushalmi. No, Zog de Yerushalmi, the words of Rashi. Zog de Yerushalmi, the words of Rashi. Shekevon, it's considered Shalei Mamakim Mitzvah. So Baruch Bell learned that the Ramban now means to say Shalom HaKim Mitzvah, now he doesn't have to come to the first Teretz, that is Nishken Erva Dikei Shesach, he means the Tesis. But the Pashas, when you see the Ramban inside, it's Taketush Lovi. So first, the Amod HaSadvorim. So, we have time to see the Lashonis of Ramban inside, it's very medugdut. But I want the Shittas. Again, we have a Klore Machlekes. Lefi Tesis. is only one zach. Rav Asi holds everybody keisha zach, and everyone holds that shalei b'makim mitzvah. The man that doesn't patter the tzorah is a zach, and even if it's a bitoy. And Rashi learns no, but it doesn't matter the tzore vasinishkan elvadikeshach. Sazevi chavelavi veese. Sazevi tzoyto mazigushosel deishesach is nishkan elvadikeshach. And when she's a bita, is a new yesoy. If someone is potter anyways, so when it becomes an elve, chutz from and it cannot patter the tzore. It's a second yesoy. That's the yesoy. Reb Nachum first show you're asking why the second yesoy is not. You ask him why the second he said it's not enough to answer the first yesod? Rav
Asi,
I don't know. Rav Asi says she's an Erev Dikei Shesach. So we, who said that the Svoris of Teisvus, that she doesn't fall, is enough to call it Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah? The original Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah means, well, it's not married to my brother. That we look at it, that it's considered Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, Teisvus learns, Dosi D'Machleikis, Rav Asi and Rove. Of a male, if Rav Asi she falls, it's considered she falls. If Rav Asi she doesn't fall, a male who had in bitoy, if Rashi it's not the vote that she doesn't fall. She falls, she's nishken erev dikei shesach. She nishken erev dikei shesach. She's not erev dikei shesach. Bitoy is your erve. No, it's a new yesoid, zok Rashi. But we have Nochem saw it in the Rashi. Rashi was never tereach to explain what Rav is chilek and Rav Asi. Saitei se saichad mikamoi, saitei sarosh. They came to explain, my time at the Rav, Rav Asi is all right. Shaloi v'mokim mitzvah. The man of Bito was explained. Teis even didn't have to explain it. The Chad mikamoi mixes it together. Rashi never came to explain what Rav is chilek and Rav Asi. Why? That's not Shmeres. Nishken erve dikei shesach. He only came to explain, but the Bito is your erve. So it was a yesoit. If she's potter anyways, Rashi said the yesod on bitoy islandis, not an islandis. We'll explain it. Reb Nochem first was marimoko, in chiminat misham and sfeikis bichlal, advorim mefuroshim barambam lehed yemamesh mamesh, like Rashi and the Ramban. I'm saying it's kimat the Ramban mefurish. The Ramban asks Eilenis, he says nishken erev dikei shesach. He asks bito, he says shalei b'makim mitzvah. It's not mashma that he was choizer after the second Yerushalmi from the first Yerushalmi. The Rambam, Perek Vov Aloch Yud Gimel. You can't argue about this. It's Mamesh Mefurish and Rambam. Perek Vov Aloch Yud Gimel. Hoysa Yevomo Asuro Al Bailo Mishum Lav Oy Mishum Ese I'm sorry, Perek Vov Alochichov. Vechein Shtei Yevomois. The Ram starts, Shtei Yevomois, if one is a Erva, she patters the Tzoro. When she doesn't patter, Vechein Shtei Yevomois, Habois Mibayis Echod, Shoiso Ahachas Mem Shnio Alayovom, Oi Chai Velavim, Oi Chai Veese, Oi Ailenis, Tzoroso Muteres. Hoyso, Chavelavim, Chavese. Chavelavim, Chavese. Oi, Ailenis, Tzoroso Muteres. Tzoroso Muteres. So the Raman Paskins, Chavelavim, Chavese. Ailenis, Tzoroso Muteres. Tzoroso Muteres. Why? Why not? Chavelavi, why it's a rosa muteres? Nishkin erev dikei shesach. Chavelavi, why it's a rosa muteres? Nishkin erev dikei shesach. V'chein aylenis. Halacha Chof Aleph. שתי אבום שבויס מבייס אחד. אחד ערבו, ואחד אינו ערבו. אבל הערבו היא גם איילוניס. זוג דרמב״ם, צרוס ומותרס. הויל והאיילוניס אינו בס ייבום, כמי שלא ינוף לו בכלל. וליפוטרו צרוסו. In Aloch Echof, he explains why Islandis doesn't patter the Tzoro. He doesn't say because she didn't follow Yibum. He says why the Islandis doesn't patter the Tzoro. Nishken elva the Keisha Sach, likhai velavi. What if the Islandis is also a Bitoi? He says no, then I have a new Teretz. While the Islandis doesn't fall Bichlal, the elva can't patter. If the Islandis doesn't patter, so she can't patter. Why doesn't say in Aloch Echof, when he's masbir why Islandis Deishes Achiv Islandis doesn't patter the Tzoro? He says why Deishes Achiv the Islandis doesn't patter the Tzoro? Zog the Rambam, the reason it doesn't patter the Tzoro is because it's Deishes Ach like Chai Velavi. It's not an Elvedik Deishes Ach. Masha'enkin. When it's also an Erve. So then the kasha is, you're right that the Ishisach cannot patter the Tzoro. Oh, but let the Erva to patter the Tzoro. Let the Erva to patter the Tzoro. And then end for the Rambam, Val the Eilen is the Shalom and Mokim Mitzvah, the man is she doesn't patter the Tzoro. Dosi Be'etzem, the Tzursa de Shmaise. Dosi Be'etzem, the Tzursa de Shmaise. So the Etzem Ha'modas Advorim, I think it's Glat, it's Rambam, it's Ramban, Slashay Nesrashi came Reb Nochem and said a chidush. This is Yofem Oy. Comes out that Lefit Tesis Tishad Mikamoy Tesarosh is only two shittas in Masech Tiyavomis. Ravasi holds Ervedikei Shesach Patas de Tzoro, and Rove holds, you write that it's Ervedikei Shesach, but Shalom Mokim Mitzvah, it can't Patas de Tzoro, even if it's a bitoy. Mashenken Lefirashi Rambam and Ramban, Ravasi holds it's Erve, Patas de Tzoro. Rava says two chidushim. One, I hold it's not an Erve. Second, chidush I hold when someone is potter anyways, even if it becomes an Erve, it doesn't Patas de Tzoro. Right? Aber Azei Zogt Reb Nochem, can sein that we will find in Masechta Yevomes Aman de Omar that will hold Chatzifum Rava. He will hold that Islandis will not Patas de Tzoro. Or the Tzoras Bitter Island is will pater. There's no reason to hold from two Chidushim of Rove. If you will find such a Mandoma, you will have a Shvel? Nachemesh, you will have a Shvel or not? What? It will be Rome Barchome. Rome Barchome will say, Island is pater the Tzorah, but if it's Bitter, it doesn't. Lefirashi. So Lefirashi, you can't find such a mandoma. Because if you hold that it doesn't patter, you hold it Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. If you hold it Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, so Avade, it has to not to patter even if it's a bitoy. Hey, even if it's a bitoy, it will not patter. But Lefirashi, you're allowed to find a mandoma that Islandis will not patter the Tzoro. Why is that blood? Not glad? Why is that glad? Lefit Teisves, Rav Asi holds Island is an Erve. Rav holds, you write that it's an Erve, but she doesn't follow Yibum. While she doesn't follow Yibum, the man is she doesn't pattern it all. So even if she's a Bitoy, she doesn't follow Yibum, the man is she doesn't pattern it all. Aber Masha'en Kein, Lefirashi, even if I will find someone that is Cholek and Ravasi, that Islandis would not batter the Tzoro, but he doesn't have to hold from the second Chiddush. Mask him or not? What for Kelt? No, I can't hold for Kelt. I can't hold that the Bitter would not batter, but the Islandis will batter. The Bitter, yeah. You're saying, even Spotter anyway, so the Bitter doesn't batter. Grade Rabbi holds some two chidushim. But you don't have to hold from the both chidushim. You can hold from one chidush and not hold from the second chidush. Grade Rabbi said both chidushim. Mask him or not? Anyway, not mask him. Rabbi said, Veifilu. It's a second chidush. Rashi is medai defilu. Rabbi is a second chidush, and you don't have to hold from the second chidush. Zog Reb Nochem, and here we'll see how much we'll be masked. Zog Reb Nochem, not only that I'm telling you that could be such a mandaoma. Whole Masechta Yevom is chutz from Rove holds like that mandaoma. The Mikre Rove said two chidushim. But every page you open in Yevomes, we name Tzachon that Ilanis does not part of the Tzoro, but Bitoy Ilanis partners. We will open Masechta Yevomes, we have to learn like the middle mandaoma. Azei Rashi learns Masechta Yevomes. As a middle mandaoma. Ilanis doesn't patter because she's Nishkin Elve, but Bitter Ilanis, Rove is a Mechonish de Gechidish. Avad if it tastes, you can't say it. Because the whole Lomdus in Rove is, as the Shalem and Mokim Mitzvah is non Nefile, for Shalem and Mokim Mitzvah, man doesn't patter the Tzoro, even if it's a Bitter. So I'm not a man. Where is the whole Masechta Yevomus? We'll start. Reb Nochem has a Givaldike Gemore. Avad Lomdus is Cheshmin good. Lefi Rove, that even Bitoy doesn't patter the Tzora, right? So how you go in the Mishneh? Shenimtzu or Shehoyu? Vikulam shenimtzu tzoroseim Ilanis, shenimtzu Ilanis tzoroseim Mutoris. Nimtzu or Shehoyu, Lefi Rove? Hoyu. Because you don't have to go to Mekach Toris. Mashengi Lefi Ravasi, after you go in, shenimtzu. Because if Shehoyu, it patters the Tzora. Richtig or not? Again, Lefi Rove, that Bitoy Ilanis doesn't patter the Tzora, that bit that so the mele you girls in the mishne the kulam all of the arayas shehayu islandis so the same mutaris because even if it's out this the gemara here on the base the hello the ktonish in him so it's nishay right this the gemara by us the gemara says it klar the lefi rove you the base on the base the fourth line lefi rove that even bitter islandis doesn't part of the tzora so how you girls in the mishne the kulam Shehoyu Ilanis Tzoroseim Mutoris. Not only Shenimtzu, even Shehoyu. Zog Reb Nochem Azei. We'll start with the first Gemara. The Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, why it says in the Mishnah, Chamesh Esra Noshim Poitros Tzoroseim, the first line in Gimel Amud Beis. What's on the Gemara? Mayor, what's on the Gemara? Why it says Chamesh Esra Noshim Poitros Tzoroseim? Limiyute? Rav de Ravasim. The Mishnah came to Memayet that Ilanit does not part of the Tzora. Right? Let me give him a good base. Min yodah de seifah limiyuta mai, limiyuta de rabbi de ravasi. So the Gemara is learning now that our Mishnah holds that Ayin is patterns or doesn't pattern. Limiyuta de rabbi de ravasi. The loike rabbi de ravasi. So it patterns or it doesn't pattern. Limiyuta de rabbi de ravasi. Rav Asi holds Ayin is patterns or not? Ravasi holds that it patters. So if you say limiuta de rabbi de ravasi, so what the Mishnah holds? Patters or doesn't patter? Potter or doesn't patter? Doesn't patter. So the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis holds that the Mishnah holds like Rove, that Ilanis does not patter the Tzor. Right? So Chamesh Esre Noshim. Poitras Tzoroseim, Lemi'uta de Rabbi de Ravasi, Savos al de Mishneh. Ilanis patters the Tzoro, doesn't patter the Tzoro. So if Ilanis does not patter the Tzoro, so how you go is in the Sefer? Shenimtzu or Shehoyu? One second. So how you go is in the Sefer? Nimtzu or Hoyu? Sorry, how you go is in the Sefer? Nimtzu or Hoyu? Again, if the Mishneh holds, it is a huge kasha. What are you asking now? Pele, saying something that can't be in the world. Again, the Gemara says Limiyute de Rave de Ravasi. So our Tanev the Mishnah holds that what? So what our Tanev the Mishnah holds? If it's Limiyute de Rave de Ravasi, and is patters the Tzor or doesn't patter the Tzor? Ravasi holds patters. So if the Mishnah is Limiyute de Rave de Ravasi, so what the Mishnah holds? The Loike Ravasi, so what the Mishnah holds? Again, Ravasi holds it doesn't patter the Tzor. If it doesn't patter the Tzor, and the Sefer is Shenimtzu or Shehoyu, what is she? Shenimtzu or Shehoyu in the Sefer? How you guys in the Sefer? Shenimtzu or Shehoyu? you have to be goes in the Sefer Shoyim. Why? Because Ayinis does not part of the Torah. So you have to goes in the Sefer Shoyim or Shenimtzu Shoyim. Because Lefi, if you hold that it doesn't part of the Torah, Salam Dafka Nimtzu, even Shoyim. So I don't understand. Minyona de Reisha is coming to tell me that what? That Ayinis doesn't part of the Torah, it's before Shoyim the Sefer. If you call him Shoyim Ayinis, it's all the same Motoris. Well, the Reisha came to say something that's before Shoyim the Sefer. If the gears in the Sefer show you, so it's mefurish in the Mishnah, that Ayinis does not part of the Torah. So you need the Reisha to tell me that the Ayinis doesn't part of the Torah? As I for Reb Nochem Akushi Atzuma. Again, Minyone de Reisha ve Sefer le Miuta de Rav de Ravasi. 15 Noshim, but Ayinis does not part of the Torah. Shalom Bokemitza, she does not part of the Torah. Zoyd the Gemara lefi Rav, if she's not part of the Torah, al kochu the Girsa and the Sefer is, not Shenimtzu, and even Shehoyu, Tzoroseya Mutoris. Even Shehoyu, Tzoroseya Mutoris. Why even Shehoyu, Tzoroseya Mutoris? The reason Tzoroseya Mutoris is, because, Alin is not part of the Torah. So the Firova the Gemara says the Girsa and the Sefer is Vikulam Shahayut Ayinis Tzoroseya Mutoris. So if the Girsa and the Sefer is Vikulam Shahayut Tzoroseya Mutoris, so what the Reish is coming to tell me that Ayinis doesn't part of the Torah and the Sefer is telling me the same thing? How it could be? The Muta de Rav and the Ravasi. Beyond the Reish and the Sefer is coming. How you can answer such a kashi? It's a kushi atzuma. What could be the answer? The Gemara says that the Mishnah is the Loike Ravasi. Where? And the Reisha, lefin that, state klo. And the Gemara herself said that lefin Ravasi, you have to go Rishinimtsu. Because you can't go Rishoyu. This was the Gemara by us in the Elim Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Fred the Gemara Ravasi from the Mishnah, Zog the Gemara Nishinimtsu. Not Nishoyu. Don't nishoyu, nishanimtsu. But if you learn like Rove, you go yishoyu. If you go yishoyu, so in the safer state that Ayinis doesn't part of the Torah, you need a Reisha to tell me? So again. So what I need a Reisha, the safer not explain the Reisha.
What? No, I said two different
kiddushim. It does not do the second one. The second one includes the first one. Not true. You don't have a kiddush because you have it in the sefer. The teretz zogt Reb Nochem. Listen, givaldik. Avade the girsa and the mishnah shenimtzu. Chas v'sholem to answer the girsa shoyu. If it's shoyu, stay this in the sefer. The girsa shenimtzu. Why? Bonavshach, Lefi Ravasi, the Ayinis doesn't part of the Torah. Why the Girsa Shenimtzu? The Teretz is the Sefer is Bitter Ayinis. So the Tanya holds like this: Ayinis does not part of the Torah. Nishken Ever Dikesh Shach. Bitter Ayinis does part of the Torah. The Mele and the Reisha is Stam Ayinis. She doesn't part of the Sefer. But the Sefer is Bitter Ayinis. She does have to part of the Sefer. You know why she doesn't part of the Sefer? Because it's a Mekach Torah. She needs. So Stam and the Sugi and Av Gimel doesn't hold like Rove. Lafuke mid the Rav and the Rav Asi doesn't mean to go till the edge, till Rove. Rav Asi holds it's Erev Dikesh Sach. The Mishnah is Lafuke Rav and the Rav Asi. That the Shesach doesn't pater. But the second Chiddush of Bitter Ayinis, this the Tana doesn't hold for. Stam and the Sugi as a Gemara was learning the middle Shita. So where's the middle shita, Zakab Nochem? The middle shita is in Gimel Amud Beis. Stom de Gibore. Lemeuta de Rav de Ravasi asinishken erbe di keishasach. Lemeuta Rav de Ravasi asinishken erbe di keishasach. Das ist die Lemeuta von der Gibore. Asinishken erbe di keishasach. But, even though it's not an erbe di keishasach, aber if it will be a bitoy, avadet will pattern it so. Avadet will pattern it so. So the mele you go is in the sefer shenimtzu, and the sefer you be goyer shenimtzu. No, yeah, in the sefer you be goyer shenimtzu.
What does that mean?
What? I don't know. We have to know.
Rabbi.
What? We have to know. We have to know what the answer.
Why the rabbi pass?
Why the rabbi pass? Halachic rove. רבי סוגיה לא חקר רב. לא, רבי סוגיה לא חקר רב. רבי סוגיה זה לא חקר רב. אבל רוב זה המוירו. ופסו לי קרוב. וואי וואי. זוג רב נוח, what taste will answer? After not. זוג רב נוחם, it's a מפורש רשי and צדיק א' עמוד בייס. המפורש רשי and צדיק א' עמוד בייס. רב קיבייגר בלייב צורך עיון גודל and צדיק א' עמוד בייס. אבל דוס שיט אס רשי and צדיק א' עמוד בייס. ווא שטייט in צדיק א' עמוד בייס. The Gemara brings down two braises. One braise, a person died, his brother did Yibum, so the Tzora is allowed to get married to who she wants. 5 years after the Yibum, they found out that the Yevama was an islandist. So, Bemele, Zogt Rashi, so this barrier that the Yibum nish given a Yibum, so this barrier that the Tzora is also a shuk. So בעצם she was mezana tachas bailo. כי יבוא מה שזימצא, שתייצא מזה או מזה. So this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara there. That so the first brice in Tzadik Alef Amud Beis, יבוא מה, that was nisyabim, צרוסו מותרס לשוק, הולכו וניסס לשוק, ונימצס, היבוא מה האילניס, זאת רשי, במילא, אין בפרשס ייבום, אין ביוסו פיתר צורוסו, צורוסו אסור על השוק, נמצא שצורוסו שמר את יובם של זינצו. Then the braisa is ממשיך another case. A person was מייבם the צורו. I'm sorry, a person died, and was one יבומה was a ערבה, so the צורו was מותר because she was a צורס ערבה. So she went and she got married. And then they found out that the ערבה is a islandist. So now we found out that she's not potu, and the tzora was mezane, tzora shezimtso. These are the two braises that the Gemara brings up. So again, we have two braises that the tzora got married in a mistake. The first time, the brother made yibum, she thought that she's free, and then we found out that she was not, she's islandist, she was never potu. The second case, she thought that she's a tzora selva, so she went to get married. Then we found out that the first one is islandist. And the sugadir is handling that when the Isha is mezana, it's only if she does it berotzen. Here it's not berotzen. She had to know that the other lady's island is. The Mo says, yeah, she could check, she can check, there's ways to check. This is the sugya there. If it's a tiny on a person that she didn't check, that the other lady's island is or not. That is the sugya sagimore. So on Rashi's, it's an easy gemore. The first time the mistake was she didn't know that she's island is, and the second time she also didn't know she's island is. Now, Rashi explains like this. And the first time that she didn't know that she's an islandist, and the first time that she didn't know that she's an islandist, so what is the problem, Zog Rashi? An islandist is potum meibum, so her beer doesn't patter the tzor. But, and also the sugadir holds that the islandist also doesn't patter the tzor. Because if islandist patters the tzor, anyway the tzor is allowed to get married. So Rashi is going to mandoma that islandist doesn't patter the tzor, and her beer doesn't patter her tzor. So the tzora is nish beseder, she got married in a mistake. Comes to the next case. Zogt Rashi. What happened? The brother died, was an erve. So the tzora thought it's the tzora's erve. And now we found out that what? That the erve's island is. Zogt Rashi, we found out that the tzora's island is. That the erve's island is. So the tzora got married in a mistake. Why? Zogt Rashi, because the erve didn't patter her. Why the erve didn't patter her? So it's Rashi, because Anis is Mekachtos, she was never married to the brother. Freit of Kiveger, why you have to say Anis Mekachtos? You're going Lefim and Doma that Anis doesn't pattern the Tzorah. Say Posh, that Anis doesn't pattern the Tzorah. The Torah says Rashi is going there again with his same Shita. Anis doesn't pattern the Tzorah, but Bitoi Anis patterns. So Rashi Yashver, the first Gemara we found out the first lady is Anis of Rashi, the Tzorah is Chayev is Beibum. Anis doesn't pattern the Tzorah. But when they found out that the Erve is island is, you can't say that Einis doesn't patter the Tzoro. Because Bitter Einis does patter. Zogt Rashi, Mekach Tots. Now, Avada is a lot more to be masbir. A lot more to be masbir. But I want to be misaken, maybe just to say one word that Reb Nocher would say Alemo. So we came out Be'etzem, Rashi and the Teisa Sabi Yishtoidis Dike Machleikes in island is. Dainu, lekula adam we have a machlekes Ravasi and Rove. That we can remember Adamol. Ravasi holds patters, and Rove holds nothing patters. Bepashtes, Ale learned because Shalom Mokim Mitzvah. And we said no, but that's Rashi, Rove is gibbet on two pieces. One chidush is, Sinishkan Elvedikei Shesach. Nishkan Elvedikei Shesach. Second chidush is, that the bitter island is only erve only patters if it poister. Erve that the not patter is not poister. And we said, Gantz Yevomes doesn't have to hold from both chidushim. You can hold from one chidush. Pashas Asugi and Dav Gimel, Rashi and Dav Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, Leshoynes HaRambam, two separate halachos, two separate dinim. Furish, that's in the Torah. That's in the Torah. It's two Pashas. It's Grader Rove holds from both. Rove holds from both. And the Rishonim never had such a mahalach. Nishteisus, Nishteisus Chavni Kaboi, Nishteisus HaRosh. So everyone was asking here, why Teisus didn't think about his two mahalachim? Say that. As Akash. Why Teisus decided that the Hezber, Teisus asked, what is the Pshat in Rove? Shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Teisus never tried to say, maybe Rove will hold as Sinishken Erv Dikei Shesach. That's not Akash. Teisus holds, a gizunde Zach, is your Erv Dikei Shesach. Nisht azah shtarke Kash. Reb Nochem, and this is what I want, because we're finishing the Perek Rishon, Reb Nochem said that he has a argoshe, that Shitas HaTeisus, that even if it's not an Elvedikei Shesach, it patters the Tzor. Teisus never holds from the Reb Chaim. It's Amtzor for the Bismedosh of Reb Chaim. Teisus is not Makir in this Amtzor. Teisus holds that every Shesach could patter Tzor. We see in Teis HaRosh that he asked that Chai Ve'esed the Shesach will patter. And he didn't say Reb Chaim. We saw yesterday in Teisus, in Dibur HaMaslu Tzoroso, that he asked that the Shesach will patter the Tzor. We answered, it's Nishkan Elvedikei Shesach. Teisus learned that it's just acht patters. So he has shver, what's the pshat in Rove? He doesn't hold from Elvedikei Shesach. If we're saying Sidur HaDin from Elvedikei Shesach, like we're saying in Rashi, it's all about, it's just acht sheyesh lebonim, it's just acht she'en lebonim. That's the ganze zeit in Rashi, we're saying it's two Shesachs. Rashi tak learns that it's two Shesachs. So when Rove says one chidush, there's no reason right away to run to the second chidush. God is a second chidush. Chedav Gimel doesn't have to hold from it. Mechateis, because Rove said it. Like someone was medayik before, very nice. Rove says afilu. So Reb Nochem, afilu means it's a second chidush. You have to hold from it. You don't have to hold from it. Mechateis, Pashtas Yevomes doesn't hold from it. Siddur HaZeh Rove. Teisus didn't learn like that. So I'm saying, medafnish. We are going with Reb Chaim. It's so schwer to turn the ganz Yevomes and to say that Eishesach, Nishken Elvedik Eishesach, could patter Tzora. But we have to remember, if we learn that Tzinishtokim Chiluk from Elvedik Eishesach, Tzinishken Elvedik Eishesach, so it's glad that Teisus had to say, so was in the Pshat in Rove, Shalei Vemakim Mitzvah, so it's one shtickle. Rashi, he b'chlad doesn't have to explain. This kasha was made more from all the kashas. There's no Rashi to explain Rove. All of the Rishonim ask, my time at the Rove, and there's no Rashi on Rove. The Teretz is, Mishkan Elvedikei Shesach. Forget Rashi, like we saw in the Yud Ches and the Chof. Rashi trying to explain what Ravasi is Mechadish. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow will start Perek Sheni.